Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 856. I am Brian Kilby. Diecast is back. Your hair looks different.
I didn't kill myself racing cars.
So, are you like, can you like make a movie now and do like stunt work?
I don't think so.
What did you learn? Like, what do you know now that you didn't know before?
I had an idea how to drive a race car before. Now I actually know how to drive a race car and how to take the corners and come out of the corner and how to brake properly.
They teach you how to use the clutch correctly.
Yeah, there's no clutch, so
he knows how to go fast, Brian.
No clutch.
It's not a race car then.
You took an automatic on a racetrack?
It's a DCT transmission, so the even gears are on one side, the odd gears are on another side, so there's no power loss through the gears. It's the only way the Corvette comes.
Interesting. And
that's what we were racing.
But it's not an automatic.
It is an automatic. But we do use the paddle shifters.
Okay, it's got the paddles.
Yeah, and the only reason you do that is...
My Subaru has the paddles. That doesn't mean it's a race car.
Well, no, but it makes a little more sense how it works.
When you're on the racetrack, the reason you use the paddle shifters is so you don't get a shift somewhere that you don't want it.
Okay. And that's Diecast. Chris is here as well. Hey, Chris.
Hi.
Matt.
Hello.
Donald's wearing a shirt again. You did wash it, right, Don? His merchandise shirt.
No, I've only worn it the first time last week, and it's been hanging down here since then, so I think it's still clean.
It aired out.
Okay. And Rob.
I'm just glad he likes it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. This is the new shirt. And now everyone has to drink every time we have a show, just from the get-go.
I mean, long as the temperature in Don's space there is not where he's getting like super sweaty during shows, if he's only wearing it for that purpose, like I don't think he needs to wash it super frequently. And not washing it a ton is going to save the graphic on the front, too.
Yeah. That's true. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
Cool. Rob,
if he was down there doing aerobics in that shirt, like that'd be a completely different matter.
I just want to note that I asked Rob how he was doing twice. He did say it. He did answer twice, I believe. So,
I'm sorry, Rob.
It's okay.
Okay. Boys for Tots, Elf on a Shelf Warmer. Like we're right in the thick of it now. This is like the time when people need to start picking up toys, dropping them in a drop box. I'm seeing drop boxes now. I'm seeing signs. So, pick up brand new toy, preferably one that's warming the shelf so that you can help out other nerds, you know, like us and you and your friend over there. Clear the shelves, put new toys in their place when Walmart, Target, whoever restocks, and you'll help out a kid in need. It's pretty important. So get to it. If if you don't have a Dropbox and you want to do this, you can always go to tfradio.net/elf, pick out something, it'll come to me. And what will happen is the item will come to me and I'll drop it off in a drop box. And of course, give you a shout out on the show and on social media and stuff. I would much prefer that you do this yourself, however, and help somebody in your local community. I'll be dropping off stuff here. I'm certain, you know, I live in an area where we have a pretty good penetration of Toys for Tots stuff, Toys for Tots participation. So like to spread the joy across the world and the country. So pick up something, help out a kid. You know, I was a poor kid. I got very little. My adopted kids were much poorer. I was pretty darn poor, but my adopted kids were much poorer than I was when they were younger. Like if it wasn't for the generosity of people, they probably wouldn't have had anything for Christmas. So you can make the difference in the life of a child this holiday season, pick up something and, just drop it in the box. It's really simple. It doesn't take a lot of effort, but it does have a big impact on a kid out there. Okay, Transformers. There's Transformers Tuesday on November 14th, which I literally didn't know about until I read it in the show notes.
Same.
So do we have any idea like what might
pop up on this? Yeah, totally. We're not expecting there to be any stream for this. It's going to be like a social media push thing, but this is the day the Reactivate 2 packs are supposed to be officially unveiled and go up for either pre-order or just like direct order.
Okay.
Is that Optimus Prime going to be in a 2-pack? Because that's
with Soundwave.
That's the one I'm really interested in.
So this is worth picking up, if nothing else, just to get an idea of what these toys are like. I mean, they look nice. I guess that's true for anything, but like these especially, they look interesting. I mean, I don't know what distribution on these will be. Certainly, they need to make enough to get their return on this. But like, I don't think that you're going to have as many of these floating out there as you would like a standard generation release. Like, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm certain. Yeah, no, I think I'll snatch this up as soon as I see it.
I agree.
I would kind of be surprised if we see these like on physical store shelves.
Yeah.
Like Walmart will probably handle these, but probably just online only because they're basically a unique item. As far as we know, these two packs are all there is for this because the game went into development hell, and so any development past the point of no return would have just been canceled at that point, most likely.
So pretty much with Walmart's track record of soliciting orders and canceling everything and it going to Raw 6 months later, pretty much you're going to have to go for Pulse and...
They'll probably be on like Amazon and Entertainment Earth, some other examples. Like, yeah. I don't think there's going to be a shortage of options to get these, but I think you're going to have to expect to get them online and not look for them to be in a store.
Which most essential oils, make good sense for your household for the holidays. So you may as well take the chance.
Yeah.
So other than Optimus and Soundwave, do we know any? I haven't seen anything
The other 2-pack is Bumblebee and Starscream.
Okay. Because I haven't seen anything other than just pictures of the Prime is all I've seen.
I want the Optimus one. That's the one I'm interested in.
We had stock photos come out a few weeks ago for the Bumblebee and Starscream set. I say come out, unofficially come out. Somebody got the solicitation images and shared them, probably inappropriately. We saw a little bit of those. I'm interested in the three toys that we have seen so far. I think they all look pretty good. They look like they're interestingly designed, which, you know, compared to what we have now, these are a few years old because of the development hell. So, like, it's kind of a step back to a different design philosophy time, so it feels like more fresh. It's not as well-worn as our current design philosophy in the toys, which is great in its own way, but, like, I do kind of miss some of the War for Cybertron stuff.
Yeah, it's not shoehorned G1.
Yeah, that too.
Which I'm usually all for, honestly. So, yeah. Oh, man. Okay, so we talked recently about these multi-pack deals that Walmart was going to have. We knew it was going to be for Black Friday, right? Or thereabouts for the holiday.
So it seems like some of these are going to launch in time for Black Friday, but what we're hearing now is that these are just general holiday season items for Walmart.
So it's almost, I guess, what we suggested like before. It's like it's just going to be the regular retail releases, maybe with a wrapper around it or something. It's definitely the retail releases, but these are some pretty darn decent clearance prices on these. You just have to
I was hoping that
this would be, you know, some of the later figures that never really hit retail shelves, and this looks a lot like, you know, waves 1 and 2 all over again.
This is basically Walmart's own Elf on a Shelf warmer.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But on that note, these are a great thing. When you see them, grab one or two of these. You're getting each deluxe for about $12.50. That's a great price to just pick up and get some of these out of circulation and go to Toys for Tots with them. Like, these are perfect Elf on a Shelf warmer items.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Just don't think about how much money you overspent a year and a half ago. Yeah. Because if you start adding it up like I did, you'll get very depressed very quickly.
So, that's a you.
Yeah. So this one I think is the most interesting to me anyway. Too. The Jazz Gnaw 2-pack. Yeah. Drop the Jazz in the box, keep a Gnaw for yourself.
I mean, maybe keep a spare Jazz because it's got a lot of clear plastic on it, which can break.
That just for Matt?
I mean, I have quite a few of them. Matt's more interested in the Legends class one.
I do too. I have about 9.
Oh, sorry. One thing I can't help but notice about this is that all of the deluxe Stunicons are in this assortment except Breakdown.
Because Breakdown was the first wave Legacy Evolution, and this seems to just go up through normal Legacy.
Ah, gotcha. Because yeah, that just, I mean, obviously...
Breakdown came in two different packaging types.
They in Wave 1 Legacy Evolution, they kept the Legacy packaging style, so box collectors would have a uniform match, set. Yeah. Yeah, but it was definitely... It premiered with Evolution Wave 1.
Mm. Okay.
I completely forgot that Studio Series 86 Perceptor came out. I saw it, like, so I'm going through a purge, and it feels wonderful. I'm going through, like, all my stuff, seeing what I have, what I want to keep, what I want to get rid of, and I found it. I'm like, what the hell is this? And I like it, and it's good that you can get it for $12.50 if you don't have it, because I think everybody should own it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if I had not gotten that Perceptor when it first came out, I probably would be looking at that two-pack, because like that Bumblebee movie Wheeljack always kind of interested me too. That's kind of cool, a cool looking toy. I don't want to rebuy Perceptor, and like I also don't want to pay full price effectively for Wheeljack, so like that's going to be like, well, if I want to top up a Toys for Tots drop off or something, like maybe, but
yeah, that's like the only use I'm going to have for this sale personally. Yeah. Because I already bought any of these toys that I'm interested in.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But
yeah,
there is a positive that we're not thinking of. Because as collectors, we're just thinking, like, these are old figures. But this is something that parents are going to pick up for their kids.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if it's in the stores like they're supposed to be.
That's why they're doing it.
Hopefully, it'll get more interest in the franchise. So
I'm not like saying this is a bad thing at all. Oh, I'm just saying.
Oh, no. I just want to point out that like this is a very good thing for the franchise around holiday season.
The only entity or entities that this isn't good for is whoever's taking the hit in margin, whether that is Walmart or Hasbro or a combination of the two. There, that's like where it's not great, but it's great for basically everybody else.
I mean, what I could see being the case for these getting made is Walmart wanted Hasbro to do buybacks on a ton of excess inventory, and Hasbro is like, okay, let's think of another way to handle these that doesn't cost us as much money, so like, yeah, you know, we'll credit you back some of this, and then let's get this product back out as a loss leader or something for you later on.
Yeah. It's a shame it doesn't look to have like special packaging, but
yeah, you know. I mean, we don't even know what the overwrap packaging is going to look like. It's just kind of implicit that there is one, because these are supposed to be in stores too. For all we know, these could just be shrink-wrapped together with a new barcode sticker covering up the old ones.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I'm breaking my own rule in the podcast, but it could be something like this, the shrink wrap that you just... Yeah, so like yeah, it's not...
I'm envisioning some kind of cardboard sleeve that they fit in.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Side by side.
I just XV'd myself and literally happened to have like that roll of shrink wrap with a handle like nearby, so I had to go for it. So
yeah, that it reminds me of the old days doing the loading dock in the back of Walmart, where you fill up the pallet, then you run the plastic around it so the stuff don't fall off.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that roll was a lot bigger than that one.
A lot bigger than this one. This one came for Harbor Freight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Harbor Freight. So, okay, we have a couple that we don't know. Transformers 5 Bundle 1 and 2.
Transformers 5 Bundle and then Transformers 2 Bundle 2.
The so best we have, movie.
We yeah. have up yeah, there, sure. The first one, the Studio Series batch, is Bumblebee and Jolt from Revenge of the Fallen. So there's a second one, the Revenge of the Fallen one specifically. And then
it's in Mudflap.
Well, I mean, it would be a Studio Series toy. They didn't do Studio Series Skids and Mudflap so far.
Exactly.
Blessedly.
So do we have a Cogman and a Hot Rod or something sitting out there?
It could be. They did rerun Cogman as a Studio Series toy.
Oh. Yeah, I'm just trying to think of what this would be.
The thing is, which Hot Rod would it be? Would it be the first one, the World War II repaint of Bumblebee, or the third version?
It could be. Well, I was going to say they wouldn't do two Hot Rods in one sort, like in one pack, I don't think.
Two Hot Rods, one cup. I can see it.
Yeah.
Show title.
But yeah, you know, there's been three Hot Rods in the Studio Series, although the third one is, I think, the most enjoyable of the three. But there has been three of them in there.
Has there?
Yeah, there was the original one that they did, and then they did the World War II repaint of Bumblebee as Hot Rod, and then there was a third one that came out the same time as Crosshairs.
The first one was not a Studio Series toy. It was a Premiere Edition.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. That was
the precursor to Studio Series.
Yeah, that's right. Which, yeah.
Yeah.
The packaging in my head was...
Yeah. Yeah, that was the hot rod that famously never actually came out at Walmart, despite being Walmart's, like, hyped up
exclusive. Oh, I got mine at Walmart at pickup in store. They shipped it to the store via FedEx.
Yeah, you got it from the website.
Yeah, they shipped it to the store via FedEx. It cost me a cent. Cost them, like, $10. Uh-huh. And they handed it to me, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
But mostly you found those at Ollie's.
Yes. Okay. Looking at this next item, I'm still not getting a... Is the image just small, or is it my eyes? This You're the Dragon.
The image I saw was pretty small.
Yeah.
You're the Dragon Chinese New Year toy. Is this Hasbro Asia? Or what is this?
Yeah, so I don't know if this is going to have a global release. I assume it is, but the reveal for it is going to be at a show in Singapore, I think, in early December. So what this is, it's a retool of Steelbane from the Transformers 5 Premiere Edition line. The wings are gone off of it, and they've added a shield onto the back to kind of clean it up a little bit. But it's basically take Dragon mold that exists, retool it a little bit, color it red, and that's your Chinese New Year, Year of the Dragon Transformers special.
It's not a big toy. It's not.
No. I was going to say, they have Transmetal 2 Megatron.
Well, that's already red, though.
Well, Cryotech.
And it's probably, you know, a size class, which means it's going to be, you know, a higher price point, which is what they want to avoid.
Yeah.
Which is why they're going with a smaller figure.
Which will be at a higher price point versus, you know, its actual price point.
But still also, not leader class.
Yeah. Also, it was probably easier to convert this to a traditional Chinese style dragon. So
fair.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. I give them props for it, I guess.
Uh-huh. If this is easily available and it's not too expensive, I will consider picking this up, because what I can see of it, I like the redesign work they've done on it.
Yeah. I never got Steelbane, so I would not mind having a version of that mold.
I don't remember if I have Steelbane. I have the Toys R Us retool version that they did that had the, like, busted up rusty face.
I am at a point in my collecting life when I'm not certain that I'm even going to continue to buy new toys, which I'm, like, teetering on the edge of just saying I'm going vintage only.
Hmm.
This is not a new thing. I've said it several times recently, but I'm still leaning that way. So, like, if I was in the mode where I was 2 years ago or a year ago when I literally bought basically everything, I would be all about this. But, like, I'm going to die sometime, and I don't know that I want my kids to, like, have to dump this in a Goodwill box.
I think the secret is to die early, because then it's like, hey, Dad left us all these free toys.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
But no, seriously, I see what you're saying, and also just I feel like the advantage to only collecting vintage is that there's, like, a definitive endpoint to it, which there will probably never be in our lifetimes for Transformers in general.
Exactly right.
Yeah, we have a problem if it comes to, like, we have to make up our own definitive endpoint, because I don't think we're actually mentally and emotionally capable of that.
I'm not.
I'm getting a lot of, like, looks of assent from around the room here, so, like, yeah. Yeah.
I can't argue with you.
No, you especially, Diecast, cannot argue.
Okay, so I saw this earlier in the week, and it was good to see a test shot of Desaris from HasLab.
Yeah.
It's one of the most boring test shots I've seen in a while.
I
wish Hasbro would have shown it to us on 1027.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, they want to show us a complete... we're so close. Want to pretend the test shots don't exist.
I mean, I think they showed, maybe not in, like, test shot colors, but they showed what they call an engineering pilot in close-to-production plastic colors a while back for, like, the early demo video that Evan put up on Pulse.
Yeah, but that was a very long time ago, and as a backer, I'm, like, fishing for any information they can give us.
I do feel like Star Saber had a lot more pre-release coverage over...
Oh, yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. The only information I'm looking for right now is my tracking number.
Yeah. Well, we already got the email that said it's going to go out soon, so...
I'm looking for two pieces of information. That is the tracking number and people who get early when saying the QC is fine.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I, as a non-backer, don't have to worry about any of this stuff. But...
Excellent.
And we're, what, a month or... Maybe by the end of the month or next month, Are we
next month?
The next reveal for HasLab?
They said 2024.
Yeah,
oh, they did.
I'm thinking early. It's something they had mentioned offhand when there was some event. Somebody was asking them about possible HasLabs, and they said 2024. It will be for the 40th anniversary.
Most of the time, you don't even get that.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's something like Revenge of the Fallen, like Devastator, or something I can easily skip.
Right.
That would be, which, you know, we just got the box set, what, a few years ago of the Studio Series.
I don't know. They dropped that hint about Omega something. I don't know. So
did they?
There was an offhand comment. I don't know. Like, that could mean Omega Lock, like Primus, which would be a horrible idea. Don't do that, because nobody wants, you learn from Unicron, and nobody wants a $600 HasLab. And or animated Omega Supreme, that kind of, you know, poo-poos my idea of Devastator. But
I'll be honest though, Don's gonna hate me. I don't want an animated Omega Supreme.
I can't imagine them just don't give two craps about Omega Supreme. Well, after that Titan,
especially for the 40th anniversary, like 40th anniversary, we're doing an animated.
It really makes no sense.
I wanted an animated Omega Supreme in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it 2023.
I mean, I would still love to have an animated Omega Supreme. I don't know that I want it as a HasLab. I would have to see it.
Fair. If it was the Titan for the year, that'd be different.
Yeah. I would love to have one myself, but I'm also thinking about people like Paladin, who that's his headmaster RC that's been.
Well, that makes me not want it to happen at all.
Paladin is one backer, so they've got one. If that's the thing,
we have to have our priorities.
Yes. Paladin must suffer. I don't know. I'm still calling Brian Devastator.
Yeah. But speaking of, I'm still going with Metroplex. But speaking of, the Ghostbusters HasLab doesn't really end till early December. Mm-hmm. So I agree that it probably would be pushed till
February. Be early. Early first quarter, definitely.
When are we getting the hiss for those of us at Backbit?
That's coming same time as Deathsaurus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm surprised you haven't got shipping like some kind of email about that already, because that funding ended before Deathsaurus did.
But the email for the address confirmation was the exact same day. So I'm assuming
there you go.
They're almost going to be shipping simultaneously.
Let me check my email, because I don't remember seeing that.
you're sure you did back the hiss, right?
Oh, yeah. So I got an email on October 27th about it.
Ah, there you go.
But this is an unboxing. Okay. We'll see.
Maybe check your confirmation for Deathsaurus and see if they just stacked in Gmail. They do that.
Yeah, it might have threaded.
That's the word.
Yeah.
I mean, stacked is a very apt description of the behavior, too.
Yeah. Not quite the right word, but at least it works.
Yeah.
Story of my life at this point.
Okay. So... Chris put this in the notes. I wasn't immediately familiar with it. I did a little bit of digging. This isn't like it's so rare that no one's ever heard of it, but it's something that popped up from Rogue Toys, Transformers Activity Center cardboard playset, which immediately I thought of like that Sears G.I. Joe playset that was cardboard. It's not that. $170. And this one, did they have like multiple? Yeah, they must have bought several, because I'm I'm going to 30, 37, 40 in my cart. So I'm not buying 40. I might buy one.
Or their system is just not equipped to do the inventory trick like that.
I'm sure that it is. I think the crummiest inventory system is going to let you put a limit on it. In 2023, we're not talking about FunPub.
I was about to say you might be surprised. Besides that assumes that their site was built in 2023.
This is not an endorsement per se. I've bought from Rogue Toys before through their website, and like it's just a Shopify site.
Shopify definitely has inventory control.
Yeah, so I mean, I won't also rule out the possibility that somebody input the values incorrectly. Yeah.
It said I can only do one. I tried to add 40 to my cart. It said I can only add one to my cart.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. So they have the one, but like it looks like it may have never even been put together. Like, the pieces on the interior shot actually look, like, really pristine.
Yeah, so it says Transformers, and it's Transformers in the sense of there's an Autobot logo on it.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's pretty much it. Otherwise, it looks more like what a G.I. Joe playset would be.
Yeah, so there's kinda like it does.
There's kind of like this weird pyramid-style facade on one side and, like, a castle deal.
The battlements. I'm sure this Warren company printed up a lot of variations of the same die pattern with probably a lot of the same generic graphics and then just branded here and there for this and that line. And, like, there might be one of these for Thundercats out there, maybe one for Mask.
Maybe.
You know, just...
Now, the die cut window on one side does look like Transformers Autobot symbol. So there's a little bit of customization to it, but this is pretty generic. I used to be really into Transformers, what we called artifacts. But I've come to find that there are people who are infinitely more into it than I am.
Yeah.
Like, this is a niche for certain people that they really go down. And, I'm trading up on the Shockwave shoes. Like, you know, I've got three of them. This one, actually, the tread's a little better on the one that I have.
Mm-hmm.
So I see stuff like that all the time. So, one that I was familiar with, but it's interesting.
Yeah, it's certainly not unheard of, but it's very rare, especially at this point in the lifespan of the brand, like, to find these cardboard playset things in any kind of condition, let alone, like, looking complete and possibly unused. But, like, it's a great example of that, and it's just good to have that, like, documented somewhere.
You would be surprised how many unused artifacts pop up. Like, it's shocking. Okay, so this is also interesting. It's Five Faces of Darkness Part 1 with original Ted Schwartz Rodimus Prime dialogue. I don't know any detail. I did watch the clip of it, or the video. Like, I'm assuming that somebody bought that reel that I was looking at recently with the audio from Five Faces of Darkness Part 1, and it had Ted Schwartz as the voice.
That's my supposition on this as well. I doubt there's, like, an actually mixed episode.
And it pisses me off more that I didn't win that auction.
Because you were so close to the sale price anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so for background on this, Dick Gaudier was not the originally intended voice of Rodimus Prime for the TV run of Transformers. Ted Schwartz recorded for at least some of the episodes of Five Faces of Darkness. We don't know if he did all of them and then got replaced and had the lines redone over. But the main difference here is Ted Schwartz sounds a lot more like a Hot Rod voice than what we came to acknowledge as a Rodimus Prime voice. He sound like Ted Schwartz would have been perfect for playing Hot Rod if Hot Rod had been a season 3 character specifically. Dick Gaudier really did a lot better bringing, like, what they were trying to do with Rodimus Prime, the, like, you know, immediately depressed and put upon reluctant leader of the Autobots. Like, that would not have carried through with what I was hearing from Ted Schwartz's take on the character in this episode.
Yeah. It wasn't bad, but yeah.
No, it wasn't bad. It just was not, like, knowing
what definitely not what you're used to. Going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, that's, I like that it's been preserved and put together so that, like, it is available for people to hear that, and it's not going to be, like, lost to the ages again.
Yeah.
Until Hasbro does a takedown on it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess that's it for the news. Anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Don, what ham sandwiches have you brought us this week?
Oh, I have such delights to show you. Starting in no particular order, hang on. Got a Not Meant on Card Old Bob. To open for my black hole shelf when that gets put up.
I have no idea what that is.
It's a robot Bob, in the black hole. So Slim Pickens, old Bob from the black hole, the Disney movie. It's one of the reaction figures.
Is he in the pinball game? Pinball table?
I've never played the pinball, so I'm not sure.
I don't remember him.
if they use the voice clips from the movie, probably so. Picked up the DC Multiverse Sinestro to go with the Alan Scott.
How would you buy that? Like, what would drive somebody to actually buy that?
Because I like Green Lantern, and there's not a lot of Green Lantern merchandise that's not Hal Jordan. And as we all know, Hal Jordan is very boring and dull. And you can be boring and dull at the same time. And I also picked up the Alan Scott. Even though the ring is on the wrong hand, I still got it because it's the Chase variant, which I have not seen at all. I didn't even see a listing for it. So I went ahead and picked that up because it's Alan Scott. Why would you not pick it up even if the ring is on the wrong hand?
You don't you don't have any wood in there, do you?
Probably, but I think he'll be fine.
Okay.
You ever get the feeling that Brian lets Don go on the ham sandwich tangents just so he can like sit there and pick and challenge everything?
Of course. Definitely. I went to Ross and had various levels of success. I did pick up, I haven't decided if I'm going to keep these or not, but I walked in and they had all four of the arcade versions of the best. So again, I haven't decided if I'm going to keep them yet. But when you walk in, you see the complete set, you know, that it's like, how often are you going to see the complete set of figures?
Well, it would be mean to give those to some poor, needy child. So you probably should just keep them.
So it's not the Ninja Turtles. Like, but I was just thinking about like the stuff that people buy and I couldn't understand it.
Just because it's there.
Like the NECA, I was literally thinking just a couple days ago of the NECA Friday the 13th, the 8-bit colored version of Jason. I'm like, some poor soul bought that. And like, I just can't wrap my head around it, but I'm glad that it's out there and I'm glad that it makes people happy.
They're a Jason fan, maybe.
Next up on Don's list, the eight bit version of Jason Voorhees.
Triplett has it, I'm sure.
How much were the best action turtles, Don?
They were $9.99 a piece.
That's a good price.
I mean, it's half price. And with the other stuff I got, I picked a lot of it up the last two Tuesdays, and that's their senior day, and I got the senior discount with
it.
So apparently at Ross on Tuesdays, if you're more than 50, you get the discount.
Don has been promoted to senior Donanomics.
Yes.
For Don, it was senior discount Tuesday.
Yes.
Senior podcaster, Headmaster Don.
That's the show title for Don. Yeah.
But I checked out a sale at Entertainment Earth in their warehouse sale where I got the Bob figure. And since I'm getting a few of the Silver Hulks, I got the Monstar for like
$48. That thing's enormous.
$48.
Remind me what Monstar is.
Silver Hulks.
He's the villain in Silver Hawks.
He is?
Is that the one that just went on clearance at Big Bad Toy Store?
It wound up being the same price. Mine was a little bit cheaper because I had a couple of Twitter influencer codes, which made it a little bit cheaper than the one at BBTS. But this was originally a $90 figure. And I got it for a little bit less than $50.
So was there, like in the vintage line, was there a version of him?
There was indeed. There was a version of Monstar and his robot Squid, which apparently were rare, which I didn't know until after I picked them up at Goodwill and owned them for about like 10 years before I sold them.
Yeah, the a complete one of the I think it's Skyrunner was the Squid's name.
Yeah,
a complete one of those is it's like the Technodrome for Silverhawks. It's very hard to find one complete.
Boy, interesting. Did I undersell that.
Was that Kenner who did that?
Yeah, okay. that was Kenner.
Interesting. I need so that's a gap in my knowledge. That's something I need to go back and learn more about because that looks pretty cool.
Big Bad Toy Store had a 1-day sale on some of their figures. And I wound up getting both for about $20 more than one of them. So I got the Beast Kingdom Darkwing Duck.
Nice.
That's a big duck.
That's a big duck.
Wait, which version of Darkwing Duck is that?
This is the Beast Kingdom original. It's Darkwing Duck, multiple hands, gas gun, grappling hook, posable wire cape.
That's not a line I've heard of. Who
me neither.
It's called Beast Kingdom, and it's officially licensed from Disney.
Okay.
So there's that, and if you have Darkwing Duck,
you need Negaduck.
You must have Negaduck.
You gotta have Gizmo Duck.
Well, they haven't done Gizmo Duck, but I got Negaduck.
Excellent.
Okay. I mean, if they made a Gizmo Duck in that scale with removable armor, I would be obligated.
That would be huge. Yeah.
But the Negaduck was a BBTS exclusive. But both of these, this Negaduck was on clearance for about half off. Darkwing Duck was a little bit less than half off, so I got them both for about $15 more than what either one would have cost originally.
Nice.
How much would they cost originally?
$79.99. picked up some G.I. Joes. Some pre-orders came in. I got two, of course, of the Crimson Alley Viper. Of course, you need to at least...
What number is that? What number is that, Don?
91.
Okay, I don't have it. I need to go back and figure out why.
Yeah. Also picked up from BBTS. They got in Buzzer about 3 months early.
Wow.
But he's quick. The only one. He's the only one of that batch that came in early.
They got it in a while ago, too. It's been sitting in my pile of loot for like a month.
Wow.
Also picked up, I don't know who she is, Jody Shooter, the Night Force, the lady sniper. I picked her up because there's not enough Lady Joes right now.
I didn't know that one was a thing.
She looks good with the gas mask on.
Yeah.
That's kind of backhanded, diecast.
And I picked up Mole Rat.
I don't think I knew that was a thing either.
You should have multiple of that figure because he comes with a zombie head. It's really cool.
Well, I wound up canceling. I got these from Pulse, but I also had an order in it at Walmart first because when they went up, it was easier for me to get with the time that I had to step off the floor from work. It was easier to order them at Walmart because I could just go to my app and get them through there. But when I tried to cancel the Walmart set, they had already shipped the same day the Pulse one shipped. So I've got an extra set of the three I just showed off. So I may keep them, one of the Mole Rats, and take back and the other Crimson Viper. And
you better keep the Mole Rat.
I didn't even know that was a thing. Classified Mole Rat. I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah. It was a Walmart.
Did you know they're doing Raptor, Brian?
Yeah, they are doing Raptor.
No.
Yeah, they name dropped it on the 1027 Raptor. Who else was it, Matt?
That's the only one I can remember. That's the only thing that matters to me.
Well, the big thing for 1027 was for me was Metalhead.
Yeah, that's him. That's the other
and
one.
The Iron Grenadiers. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Also, I forgot to bring it down with me, but I also picked up when Pulse did that big restock. They restocked Dr. Mindbender, so I was finally able to get a Dr. Mindbender.
I literally just opened mine. It went straight into a Ziploc bag.
Yeah, because that thing has been going for a great deal of probably second only to Serpentor on the aftermarket.
Also in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah, so I got that. Moving on to on topic, I got for the first time ever BotBots.
Oh yeah,
nice. Ross had several packs of BotBots. I've got some in the car again. I've got to bring in. They're mostly Ruckus Rally. This one has the Autobot symbol in it, which I thought was neat.
Yeah, I wanted one of those.
And I think the other set that I don't have down here has the Crimson Gun mm-hmm. that I think you mentioned last week.
Yeah, it comes in the controller vehicle pack.
Yeah, and so like I said, I've got several of these. I've never owned a BotBot. I have never bought BotBots at all.
Don, why are you such a terrible, joyless person?
Well, I'll watched? Be honest, because I did not like the cartoon. I didn't think it was that funny.
The cartoon came out after the toys were done.
Don,
but
why
I wasn't,
did you
I,
supposed to be
okay. I didn't
be
see the value
defense,
in these. I didn't see the value in these. The few times I saw them at retail, I did not see the value in them. But for $4, I see the value now.
I have to say, I really liked the BotBots cartoon. I thought it was excellent.
I'll click off topic. I got the Cyber 6 DVD from the series that was on Fox Kids for a very brief period of time.
What the hell was that? I've never heard of that.
It's an adaptation of a French comic book. It's like Asterix, but French.
Cyber 6, not to be confused with Cyber 9.
Yes.
Which ran on Fox at about the same time.
The only thing good about Cyber 9 is you had Renee O'Bergen was one of the voices.
Oh, I thought the only good thing about it was that it ended.
Did you pick up the DVD set of the NASCAR cartoon Fox Kids too?
No, I don't want. I would, but it kept making left turns, and I couldn't get it.
I mean, of all the things to just like go around in a circle endlessly, that's like perfect symmetry.
Yeah.
I had some computer issues before we started the show, so my pile fell over. So I just stuff I cannot reach.
Just grab it.
I am. If you give me a
don't listen to him. Don't grab it. Just tell us.
Oh, he's obviously. Oh, okay. I picked up Studio Series Nightbird.
Did you open it yet?
No, she just came today.
Okay.
And I picked up Studio Series Mirage. So those two came in. Thanks to Ross, I got a second Shadow Strip.
Nice.
Because you can never have enough G2.
Did you get a Cosmos?
I have two Cosmoses. I'm good. If I see any Cosmoses, they'll be going to people who need a Cosmos. But none as of yet. I did see Haulers today for the first time.
Hmm.
And that's the first Shadow Strip I've seen And then I saw one Crasher that I picked up last week. I don't know if I mentioned it or not.
I saw Overrides at Ollie's.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, I posted. If anyone is looking for Transformers at Ollie's, I took some pictures and posted them on my Twitter.
Yeah.
And so that way you can see what a lot of Ollie's may or may not have, but there's just tons of stuff there.
Tons of Beast Wars. The vintage Beast Wars set stuff.
I wish it was a retake.
I wish they had those at my Ollie's.
Yeah, because I've got
my Ollie's just full of them.
Yeah,
that's where Beast Wars toys belong, though. So. Yeah.
I would have gotten the. I've got the Tigertron. I would have bought the retracts at the Ollie's price just to have a carded retracts. But other than that, I really didn't want that. I bought this because, well, I'm a terrible, terrible person. A few weeks ago, I got a G.I. Joe off Amazon. It's supposed to have been, I can't remember who it was, but they sent me Stalker, part of the same sale, wrong figure. So I sent it back, and I wound up getting the $24.96 as a credit, and they were running the JP 12 and basically the second Jurassic Park set. It was on sale, and I had that $27, so I got it for like $48. So I figured I'd go ahead and pick it up. That way, you know, I doubt it would go on clearance any cheaper than that anytime soonish.
Yeah, although considering the first set is still readily available on Amazon, it's going on clearance frequently, like,
yeah,
you could just waited it out.
Yeah, I could have, but I mean, I had the money and there was nothing else I wanted. It was down to like 64 on sale. So I had that 25. So there's that.
That first set, I'm not sure if it's going to go into Toys for Tots or McKay's box. It's going to be one of the two.
Hmm. I also picked up Fans Toys Variator, which is their take on Gears. I was able to grab one from Show Z for a lot less than what a lot of other places that had them in stock was wanting to charge for them.
How does it compare to Continuously Variable?
Well, the name is far inferior.
Yes. That.
Yeah, yeah, but also the SXS and Continuously Variable is not a good toy. That's why I never got it originally. I was debating between this and Swerve, and I saw the Chrome on the Swerve version. It's like, no, do not like the Chrome, so I got Gears.
What do they call their Swerve?
Diverge.
Yeah, okay, I guess that tracks.
I got the...
No, not tracks, Swerve.
Yes.
I got something I've been waiting for quite a while. The MDLX Rodimus.
Oh.
Yep. Looks great. I'm all for it. Again, my email's been Rodimus at Mindspring for the last 26 years. So I got
and
the...
And now everyone knows that.
Everyone knows it anyway. I mean, really. But I got that. And the cool thing is, if you want to, it does include the handshaking part, the Optimus Prime hand.
Oh, good.
So you can have them shaking hands if you want to.
So, Don, just to let you know, in the 90s, my email address was galvatron@wilks.net.
I remember that.
Yep.
So, yeah, my email has been the same at Mindspring for the past 26 years.
If you guys do email Don, please send him pictures of Supreme Cheetor.
I mean, that's the worst thing that he gets in his inbox from this. Like, he's.
I mean, most every. I mean, yeah. You know, maybe I shouldn't have said. I don't know. I'm very tired, and it's been a long day.
I just want to see Don with a whole bunch of emails of Supreme Cheetor.
Last couple of things I got was Retro Perceptor. When I wanted to go ahead and have that for the Retro Collection.
I don't know if I have that or not.
It's just really weird that this great box art shows him with that with his regular face. And then the actual toy itself has the...
Sort of weird. Did that just come out recently? Like, very recently?
Just like last week.
Okay, I don't have it yet for sure then. Okay.
Last two things I got was from Fans Hobby. They have done their take on Buster from Master Force.
Ready go.
And I got the Power Master Buster.
Okay.
Because it's a lot more affordable than trying to get a vintage one.
Is that the first one or the second one?
That's the first one.
How much was it, Don?
This one was $129. But I've got that, and then Hydra is supposed to be coming relatively soon. The last thing I got was, you know, I've been buying the Toy Easy, the Warship Transformers. Some of them do combine. We're working on Combiner. Also, the bad guys are like the Yamato. And I just got the main bad guy today, Gustav, which is based on the German rail gun. and he transforms into the German railgun with tracks to sit on for display. And then that's the head sculpt there, if you can make out the head sculpt in my light. So, yeah, so this is the main bad guy for that line of figures.
So, is this HO scale in train mode like the Masterpiece Raiden bots, or?
I have no idea. It's just, it's the main bad guy to go by the Yamato, and they just solicited the USS Wisconsin as part of their ongoing set. So that looks pretty good. And that's all I've got in the past 2 weeks.
You know, we started what we got like 20 minutes ago, and yeah, it's been all Don the whole time.
Yeah. And Diecast hasn't been home in 2 weeks, so we could be here all night.
Yeah, I was hoping we'd get out by 9:30.
Cool. So that Diecast, yeah, what do you have?
Okay, I only brought one thing down to show off on the camera, but I'll go over a couple things. I got Finn's Toys Diverger.
Oh.
And he's really nice. I really like him in hand. He was one I was thinking about skipping, but then I'm like, I don't skip fans toys. So I picked it up anyway.
I see what Don means about the chrome,
though. Yeah, but yeah, here's the thing. Shiny. That is probably the simplest. I watched a review on that figure from who I usually mention, but y'all make fun of me. That's one of the simplest fans toys figures to transform I have seen in years. I mean, it literally is probably the easiest figure they've done since God knows when.
Yeah, he's great. I, you know, he's everything I like about fans toys. The heft, the solidness, it's got some cool engineering with the way the arms move and the legs and everything. So I think they're like, this is a perfect representation of a great figure. Plus it's easy to transform. I haven't transformed it yet, but that I like when they're not too complicated.
Yeah, fans always tends to overcomplicate their stuff sometimes. Yeah. But it's the chrome that really put me off that figure. It just does not make the figure, and does, I mean, I like the way you've got the two different the salmon and the reds and stuff. I like the coloring, but it's that chrome that just made me not want the figure at all.
I don't mind the chrome. They may redo it, you know, how they do sometimes, if enough people request it. But
the thing is, there's no figure. Yeah, there's no IDW face, though, based on the review that I saw. It's like you figured you would put an IDW face in there to try to appeal to them people that want one from the comic.
Yeah, it's kind of a whole different body style, though, too. So
yeah.
But I got all the TFCon exclusives. I got the Lion Voltron cassette. I got the jet, the fans hobby jet, done as in that nice like green color.
The slipstream?
Yeah. No, not the slipstream.
No, the Predator.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Marksman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I would like to have gotten, but it was sold out before I even knew it was even
diecast. Diecast. I told them my TFCon experience, which was walking into the dealer room, buying, breakdown, and leaving.
Yes.
So, and you were there for pretty much all of it. What was your experience with TFCon this year?
I thought it was pretty good. The dealer room, there was a couple of things in there that I got that were like, I was surprised. I found that Walmart reissue Devastator for like $60.
Did you get cash so that you could go buy it?
Yeah, I had to go get cash. I had to go to an ATM to get cash to buy it. But yeah, the dealer room was pretty good. The exclusives were, you know, pretty good. I got that MMC Joker figure, which is off their IDW Chrome Dome. I really like that. And it made me pick up they had two versions of that MMC Batman figure, which is based off the Rat Bat figure.
Yeah.
And it was there was a black one and a blue one. I found a blue one in the showroom from like, I think it was like TF Source. So I ended up picking that up. And then what else did I get? All the exclusives, I think I mentioned all except for that slipstream, because I'm just done with the MMC jets. I've got too many.
Toy World? You mean the Toy World Jets?
I mean the Make Toys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, Make Toys. Sorry, yeah.
Make Toys Jets got too many.
Yeah, I mean, I could have got the G2 version. I could have got. I'm just like, I don't want any more of those Jets. They need to do. If Make Toys is doing this to get capital to get back up and running with new stuff, that's fine. I get it. No more Jets.
So like, did you run into any of our old TFCon acquaintances?
Yes. Like, well, otherwise, though, what would you hang out with? Like, yeah, who'd you hang out with? What'd you do?
I hung out with Brian. Went to
for 20
Giordano's, which I had no idea was actually in Florida. Hung out with a bunch of the guys from Realm of Collectors. Bunch of good guys. Some people I never met before, and. One guy, Joe, actually lives in Virginia. He's a cop, and he's in that group. They just, you know, they hang out. They're very like minded and cool to hang out with. So, but yeah, it was a really good time.
I know that you didn't want to go to the world's largest entertainment McDonald's with us.
You made
the right choice.
Yeah,
I think I remember that McDonald's.
Yep.
Yeah, it was cut. Their arcade machine selection was kind of lacking.
Well, also, I guess, did you go when we went to Florida? What, 10 years ago?
Yeah,
yeah. They tore it down and rebuilt it since then. We didn't go upstairs, but I'm sure it was still lacking.
Yeah, I think that's all. Like, that's relevant that I got.
Matt, did you get anything?
Just clearing stuff off the shelves at Walmart. I got two more crash bars because. You can never have enough. That's it for me.
Cool. Rob?
I got a few things. Mostly Surgai had their free shipping sale a couple weeks ago. I got some I managed to region lock my 3DS, so I got some Dragon Quest games I didn't have. So
which ones?
The remakes of Dragon Quest Monsters 1 and 2.
They've already remade those? I'm way behind the times.
Oh wow. Well. They were, of course, were originally for the Game Boy and Game Boy Color, so yeah, they've remade them.
Oh, okay. I was thinking it's like Game Boy Advance. Okay. Yeah.
No, there was one for the Game Boy Advance that I don't have now that you mention it. But also Theater Rhythm Dragon Quest. They brought the Theater Rhythm Final Fantasy games here, but they never did the Dragon Quest one. Luckily, I mean, it's a rhythm game, so the language barrier is not really significant.
Yeah, it's the skill barrier that's more of a problem.
Yeah, luckily I've always been good at that kind of game, and I'm having a lot of fun with it, so.
That's good.
And beyond that, I got the original Great Mazinger manga, which is, actually it's a fairly dense volume, but just, I don't know why I buy books I can't read, but this is just a hobby I have. But the books I can read will be coming tomorrow, because I accidentally had one of the orders come, EMS instead of DHL. It shipped a week earlier. It gets here tomorrow after the DHL one showed up today. That's all I got for this week.
Cool. Chris?
So I found a couple BotBots packs also at Ross. The 8-packs, which these ones had the, like, I'm putting air quotes around this, realistic like pet shop animal ones in it. So, you know, a couple interesting things in there. I got a BotBot like house cat now and a BotBot mallard. Not that a mallard is really like something you would find at a pet store, but you know, gotta work with what you're given. I'm pretty sure the mallard is just a recolor off of the rubber ducky from like 3 or 4 series prior, 3 or 4 years ago at this point too. Wow. Besides that, the only thing of note that I got in the last week was a Starlink satellite internet kit.
What?
All right.
So I'm on actual like decent internet now.
Are right now?
Yes, I've been on it the whole time.
What's the lag like? Sorry, this is life changing. What is this? This is amazing. What's it like? What's the lag like?
The last reading, I've got the app up right now and I'm looking at it. The lag fluctuates between like 30 milliseconds at the low end.
Okay, that's you can totally live with that. It's low Earth orbit, so yeah.
What it's reading right now is the maximum within its recording period, which I think covers about 15 minutes. It's spiked up to 131 milliseconds, but that's about the worst I've seen directly out of the app. Some other applications report a little bit higher numbers, but there's also like extra server hops with that. So like for The Zoom call, the Zoom's own tracking information has that fall right into like the middle range there, so between like 50 and 70 milliseconds on average, which, yeah, it's totally doable, and is actually, it's slightly slower than my DSL ping was, but like not to any noticeable degree.
You could go back on video.
Well, I'd have to clean this damn room first.
that's kind of my barrier, too.
Yeah, I knew you'd relate to that. My download speeds, so, like, I'm not going to run a speed test right now while I'm on the Zoom call, but I have had it on my computer peaking up as high as 100 megabits down.
Hey, that's great. I remember when I had satellite internet, yeah. I think I had, like, 5 megabits down, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot more latency and a data cap, and it was awful. A lot more expensive for what awful. You got. The upstream speed, of course, is fractional because everything but fiber is fractional going up versus down. But this is, it's stayed pretty consistent around the 10 megabit up range. So, like, it's very, very extremely serviceable for basically any reasonable thing I want to do.
Yeah, like, so I think we've mentioned this. Like, you typically record your audio separate.
And I still am anyway, in case there's signal dropouts.
Like, but there's not been a single one that I've noticed. Your audio has been completely consistent.
I've been lucky this week. I have noticed signal bottom outs from the incoming audio, but I was not trying to talk at those times.
Is this why you logged onto Zoom yesterday randomly?
Yes.
Okay, I hopped on hoping to catch you to see. Like, it's a Tuesday, not Wednesday.
Yeah.
But I saw, yeah, I got a note.
I was trying to get I was trying to get Zoom's call data to see what it was saying my connection information looked like.
That's awesome. That's literally the best news.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad it worked out that I ended up going next to last, because, I mean, you still need to go, but...
Yeah, you went last. Well. I didn't get anything.
Yeah, I got... Oh, okay. I got the kit yesterday. We spent most of yesterday afternoon and evening getting it set up and, like, things dialed in, and today has just been like, all right, time to stress test, and, you know, podcast seems like a good stress test opportunity.
No,
I'm sure there are going to be instances where we're going to need my local audio because of signal dropouts at some point. I'm going to keep recording local audio. The good news is, instead of having to upload the file overnight over a course of several hours, I can just get the whole thing up in like 15 minutes after the show ends, and it won't impact anything I'm doing. Like, I don't care to record my local audio if I can just get it to you with no inconvenience to me. Like, that is absolutely fine with me.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm very pleased. I'm very pleased, except for who I'm paying for the service. I would like that to not be the case.
Yeah, but
like,
that's what's kept me from looking into it thus far.
It's going to be at least 3 years before fiber is rolled out to this part of the county by the local utility system. So, like... In the short term, it's this or the slow copper.
Yeah. You made the right choice.
Thank you. I like to think so, too.
That is awesome. That's great. So I will have a couple things next week, one of which Rob got recently. You'll have to wait to see what it is. And also...
Is it the Mazinger manga?
No. But it may have come from the same place.
Okay.
And I am also filling a hole in my G1 collection.
Nice.
It's something like I've decided that if I only have the reissue, it doesn't count. So something I've got an Encore edition of, but so I'm just replacing it. Which honestly, at this point, most of the Encore stuff is pretty vintage. But
is it the Fortress Maximus?
No.
Okay.
No, it's God Jinrai.
I was hoping it was the Fortress Maximus because I didn't want to spoil that for you.
I have two vintage God Jinrai.
Ah. And the one they have at Surugaya, which didn't look to be in particularly great shape, or I probably have bought it already.
Yeah, I've got the God Jinrai box set. I have the Jinrai set and the God Bomber separate. So I have I have two separate.
Oh wow,
God Jinrai vintage God Jinrai. So
I still regret not picking up the commemorative series Optimus Prime and Apex armor.
So at nice
when it was $40.
Yeah, it's a great deal.
$40 and I didn't get it, and I just like. That and passing up a couple of opportunities over the years for like a semi-reasonably priced Fire Guts Jinrai, like those are things I really kick myself over.
Yeah,
reasonably priced compared to what it is now. It was very expensive for its time, but like, yeah,
it's a really expensive now.
Yes,
yeah, like that and Shining Magnus are two things that like I have that I eventually want to get, but yeah, God. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's not that big. It But it's yeah, so.
Yeah, that'll be fun to look forward to.
Yeah. But it's one of my favorite toys. So, cool.
Nice.
Cool. Okay. So I want to thank our patrons at patreon.com/TFradio. Patrons get an ad-free version of the show, get it a day early, higher bit rate, weekly Patreon exclusive pre-show podcast, unedited episodes of RSC exclusive to patrons. Will probably be one this week. Hot 5 a week early, and I'm working on getting those up. Patrons of Touch Tier get to be on Hot 5. And Touch patrons also get to be mentioned on the show each week and listed at tfradio.net/credits. I'm going to do that now. Thank you to Kevin Dorsey, Tiger Forces Ninja Consultant, Jason Hiley, Eric Griffin, Rick Mahurin, Ryan Bona, Emmett Sresovich, Rabbits, Hector Bones, Joey Russell, Sean Williamson, Spider Bob, Jay Klein Rye, Sean Hamilton, Jacob and Lucia, and Sean Braden. Thank you all so much.
If someone's name is Tiger Force Ninja Consultant,
yeah, it may have been somebody.
That is awesome. I love that, and it makes me want a Tiger Force six shot toy now.
Yeah. And I'm not certain who it is. It might have been somebody that was already on the list, because I don't think anybody new has joined recently the Touch Tier. So I went and just did a refresh of names, and it's just like if you update your display name, I just get the most recent one. So
yeah, that's great though. I love that.
Yeah. I should get in the process, the habit of each week of thinking Primus. Rusty, okay. That's funny. Okay. I don't think we mentioned our Discord, tfradio.net/Discord. I know I mentioned like stuff like during like pre-show at least this week. But we love our Discord, and I probably interact more on our Discord than I do any social media at this point. So. Which isn't a lot
as much group to hang out with.
It is, yeah. It's not as much as I'd like. My life is just stupid busy.
Well, three kids. What are you going to do?
Two. Yeah. Well, technically two right now. So
I'm sorry, but it's okay. Multiple kids either way. Like
multiple kids and work and yeah stuff. So it's just been silly. Hopefully, life will simplify.
Find a way.
Yeah, life finds a way.
Yeah, no one told you life was going to be this way.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. So you can find all of our stuff at tfradio.net. This is our 25th anniversary comes up in October.
Oh, don't tell me that.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff at tfradio.net. You can go back and listen to it. I am not that I have a lot of time, but I am flirting with the idea of going back and listening to every episode, at least through the early years, to get updated show notes, because the show notes that we have are where some listener, I don't remember who it was, and if you're listening now, I apologize, but this was 10, 15 years ago. They went back and listened to everything and actually just sent me notes and of what was said. Actually, it might have been 20. It might have been 20 years ago. It was a long time ago. I think
that was Paul Agnew, wasn't it?
Was it Paul?
Wasn't it Paul?
Was it Paul? I think, did Paul do that?
You used to call him the historian.
Yeah, our unofficial historian.
Oh. Yeah, I bet it was him.
You know,
sorry, Paul.
No, I need to go back because I don't think it's Paul, because I'm pretty sure the notes that I have are like 20 years old.
Okay. Paul did something, and he was our unofficial historian.
I think
Paul figure out our episode numbers?
Yes, that's what he did.
Paul figured out the episode numbers. He did do that.
Yeah.
I think our show notes go, I mean, Paul's listening back then, but like, I think, I guess it could have been him. I don't think it was.
I miss Paul. I haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, me neither.
I hope he's doing okay.
Yeah.
Like, I'm occasionally peeking in on Facebook, and I think I saw something from him on Facebook. Like, I'll be honest, if I post something, I get the most engagement on Facebook.
Blade Raider just said, Brian, I don't have the time. Also, Brian, I'm thinking about listening to 25 years worth of old podcasts. No, he's thinking about listening to 3 to 5 years of old podcasts.
3 to 5 years of old podcasts.
And there's some big gap periods in that 3 to 5 years, too.
Yeah, and I can do that while I'm driving.
Yeah, just don't be writing the notes while you're driving.
Voice to text.
Potato salad.
Potato salad. Yeah, and I could honestly also just have something scan it, write summaries for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some in-jokes just never die. Like, I have unthinkingly, like, used as a sign-off for people outside of our social circle low rates, and I've had to sit and explain to them Leaders. What the hell that means and where it came from. And it's just like, okay, well, back in 1999 on IRC...
I try not to do that. But, you know, I do think if I have an AI like listen to all the old episodes, there's a possibility that the computer might, you know, take it over and then somehow get control of my actual computer. Back in the day, kids, I had a text to speech character on the show.
We loved him.
Yeah. It was Microsoft Sam was the voice. And I can still write like in the way that I had in the style that I had to get him to do the voice that he did. So yeah. I played fast and loose with the format of the show, to put it lightly.
It was amazing sometimes. Yeah.
Like we had like there were no rules or anything. Of course, like there were no other people doing what we did, so like it was literally just us doing whatever the heck came to mind.
There was for a while, but then other things happened, and then we were the only ones again.
Yeah, I get that joke. Okay.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. You can find all my stuff at briankilby.com. I may do a Christmas album this year. I may not. I don't know. I don't honestly have a lot of time. I might just do a couple of original songs and call it a day. But if I do, I need to get that done in the next few weeks. Don, how do people get a hold of you?
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4, EVR. Also, I do have a wish list at tfradio.net/Don's List.
Don List.
Possessive. If you want to look at it and bequeath me anything for the holidays, I appreciate it if you want to. I will eventually be somewhere else when I have time to set up the account, but that's in the foreseeable future.
Is it the foreseeable future? Or is it like, you know, more the distant nebulous future?
It's out there in the ether somewhere.
Yeah, that feels more like the latter, but as you were.
Chris.
Yeah, I kind of figured. I'm on social media on Blue Sky as ChrisRTXB. You can find the work I've done on the internet collected at playwithphotography.com, galleries, articles, things like that. I am in our Discord all the time. I love that place. I love our crowd of regulars. It's a great place. Come hang out with us, tfradio.net/Discord. I have an Amazon wish list for myself, tfradio.net/Chrislist. If you want to do random acts of kindness for me, or, you know, as Don pointed out with, like, you know, the holiday season coming up, if you want to send a, you know, gift pursuant to that, like, there's a fair bit of stuff on there at various price points, including, like, old TV shows, because I can't enjoy anything that I didn't like when I was 8 years old anymore, because I've just gotten to that point in my life. And purchases made through any of our wish list with the tfradio.net links through the Amazon affiliate program give back to the show to keep the operations running here.
Don, I'm looking at your wish list right now, and you have gummy bears on it. That's awesome.
Gummy bears, the snack, or gummy bears, the cartoon?
The cartoon.
Okay, yeah.
But that's
yeah.
also on Disney Plus.
I'm looking at physical media more with everything going on.
Yeah. Good. Good idea.
I mean, I've been doing that for the longest time. I mean, that's why I bought, there's a few websites I know that I could watch, like that Cyber Six series that was on Fox. But it's getting to the point where
careful
I don't...
that you spell that correctly, though, when you go looking for those websites. Don,
yes. Like, yes. But with video games being you buy a game and then you don't actually have a physical game. There's like, okay, we're shutting down the game and you spent the money. You've bought the product, but it evaporates. You know, so physical media.
No, it was just a really expensive rental.
Yeah, I love streaming for the convenience, but like for something I actually care about watching at some point in the future, whenever I want to, I absolutely want to have the physical media too. But like for anything I have in physical media, if I can watch it streaming, that's how I'm going to watch it first and foremost.
I went through an exercise of backing up every single Blu-ray that I own.
That must have hurt.
It took a while, but it was worth
it. Yeah, that's what I mean.
What I want to do eventually is make physical copies of all my CDs, especially my foreign stuff, since out of print CDs are just a hurt in and of itself. You know, things like that. You know, that's why I like buying actual physical books, like some of the stuff.
Oh my God, Don, this Code Lyoko 3-pack for $150.
Yeah, well, see, That wave of figures near the end of the series was released only in Eurasia. So only Europe and Asia got that stuff. It never made it over here to the U.S.
I feel less bad about some of the stuff I have on my wish list now, I got to say.
My wish list is private, so I have stupid stuff on it, like AR glasses, but like,
I've got a ton of private wish lists for my own personal tracking. I just got this one public one with stuff that, like, yeah, somebody wants to, go for it.
Cool. Well, sorry, Don, I'll go ahead and finish your Total Yoko story.
No, I'm just saying a lot of that stuff was actually released around the Russian states. It was released there heavily, China, and some in France and other parts of Europe, but it never made it over here. So that's why it's on the list, is because I'll never see it any other way, but I can't spend that for that. So
you can ask listeners to buy it.
No, it's there to remind me that it's out there, to keep looking for it somewhere else where it's not as expensive, but I don't think I'm going to find it.
Wasn't Code Lyoko a French cartoon originally anyway?
Yeah, it was French anime. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Diecast,
okay.
You can follow me on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast, or like my page at Reviews by Diecast. You can follow me on Twitter and Blue Sky at Diecast2, and you can see my reviews at tfradio.net/reviews. And then I do have an Amazon wish list at tfradio.net/diecast list.
Cool. Matt?
At melvar.bscott.social. That's with 3 L's and 2 R's.
Cool. Did I miss anybody? Rob, did I get you?
Rob.
I'm next. I'm on Blue Sky at robflails.bsky.social. That's tenuously connected to Flail Throughs, my YouTube channel, where I'm still covering Gundam Battle Operation 2 and whatever other robot-related things, you know, appeal to me at any given moment. Gundam Battle Operation 2 has been going for like 5 years now, so, and I've been covering it since day one. So it's a fun game. Updates every week about this time, so check Thursday mornings to see what's been added to the game and what's been changed. And I have a Patreon for that, patreon.com/flailthroughs, if you want to request a specific round with like specific mobile suit color schemes, what have you. And I also have an Amazon wish list at tfradio.net/claylist if anybody feels like getting me a gift for any particular reason.
Cool.
Please and thank you.
Please and thank you. Rob Springer is on Blue Sky at zonebase.bsky.social. He's also on Twitter at Rob Springer, and he is at zonebase.org. And John DeLuna, not here. He did cover for Diecast that one time a couple weeks ago. That was good to have him on.
Yeah.
And I need to leave him feedback on eBay. he is at that John D everywhere. And that reminds me, I need to check his eBay to see if he's posted anything new.
He's not that John D on eBay, though, to be clear.
He is not. But I do need to see if he has anything new.
But if you follow him at that John D in some places, you might find, you know, references and links to his eBay account.
Is it kosher if I give... John's not going to care if I give out his eBay handle. It's Cloudburst, which has been his eBay handle for years.
I mean, I was just, you know, playing careful with that because that had been the practice for the last little while we were talking about it.
What's the oldest email you have for him?
For John?
Yeah. I'm joking, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking for a second. This is like free advertisement. He's not going to turn that down. Oh, no, he's selling some classified stuff.
Oh, nice.
Okay, sorry. looking at his options. Yeah, I guess that's it. So we will see you next week. Have a good one.
Take care, everybody. Bye, everybody.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required. If you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.